Welcome to What You Need to Grow, the podcast where entrepreneurs discover the inspiration and perspective shifts that fuel both personal and business growth. Each week, certified professional coach Jenny Bellinger brings you powerful conversations with thought leaders, subject matter experts, and innovative company leaders who share their stories of growth and the tools that made it possible. From fresh insights that expand your vision to resources you can explore on your own journey, every episode is designed to help you grow your knowledge, grow your vision, and grow your business. Now, here's your host, Jenny Bellinger.
Welcome back to What You Need to Grow. This is the show that is all about the intersection of personal growth and business growth. I'm your host, Jenny Bellinger, and I'm excited today to have here with me Deepak Saini. And the reason I'm excited is because Deepak and I met on a podcasting summit, and very quickly we realized we needed to have a conversation. And after we talked, I was like, I got to have you on the show. This is so perfect for my What You Need to Grow audience. So Deepak Saini's clients hire him to solve complex health challenges, reverse biological aging, and elevate performance when others have failed. Having spent 20 stressful years in the corporate world and overcoming an autoimmune condition, obesity, and a back injury, he brings a unique perspective to working with his clients. With this four times board certified father of two, or sorry, when this four times board certified father of two is not spending time with his family, he is staying at the forefront of emerging and cutting edge health research. Deepak is also a speaker, podcast host, two-time international best-selling author, and is working on becoming a centenarian. Deepak, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very appreciative to be here today.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to have this conversation because, you know, already as you as it's implied in your introduction, you've had your own health challenges that led you to where you are now to be board certified in four different areas. So let's get a little bit of that story. How did those negative health challenges impact your life, your business, so that you ended up where you are today?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So I'm a CPA by first profession. So I spent 20 years in like the corporate world and finance, accounting. As you said in my bio, I was always the chubby kid, you know, morbidly obese at 18 years old.
Wow.
You know, as a man in my supposedly my peak, I was my sickest and most unhealthy. I always also struggled with chronic autoimmune condition. You know, they called it bronchitis and ear infections, all the stuff when I was a kid. I went right into adulthood. I'd literally be sick, not sick enough that I couldn't go to work, but I'd be the guy, you know, get sequestered into my office with a box of Kleenex and a package of Halls, coughing my lungs out all day long, but still going to work. This is pre-COVID, right? They wouldn't be in anymore, right?
No, exactly.
But, you know, like I'd be sick for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, like literally as the seasons changed. Think about that. That's like a quarter of your year I was like sick.
Wow.
But in 2014, I hurt my back such that I had no flexion, meaning I couldn't bend over at the waist. My youngest daughter was just a baby. I couldn't pick up my 10-pound daughter out of her crib. That's how bad my back was. And that was finally the wake-up call for being sick and, not in shape and unhealthy my entire life, essentially. It was that, not being able to be the father, you know, I wanted to be, or the husband I promised to be. My wife had to do everything because I literally could barely move. That was my wake up call. And, you know, unfortunately, the Western medical system did me no favors. I had to find an alternative modality to heal my back. But in doing that, I also made lifestyle changes, which is the biggest factor. And that helped my back heal along with the modality, as well as lose the last 60 of those 100 pounds that I've lost. And my autoimmune condition has been in remission for over 10 years, all through COVID. I haven't been sick in 10 years. I mean, chronically sick,
right?
Not sick in 10, 11 years now, all through COVID as well. So that's that opened my mind to the possibilities of what is available when we actually take care of our health. You know, many people can probably relate. I was the type of guy who, just make it to the end of the day, you know, make it to the weekend. That next vacation, I can finally relax. From a financial point of view, that next, you know, promotion, the next raise, things will get better when. But then when you don't have your health, you have nothing. So after coming through that journey, I was like, whoa, like, growth mindset all of a sudden exploded. It's like, why can't I live to over 100 healthy? Not what the experience, my grandparents, and I lost all my grandparents very young. I don't have a single picture of me older than like 5 or 6 with my grandparents.
Oh, wow.
And I don't, and my parents have their health challenges, as does my in-laws. So, I'm trying to stop the cycle with me. So I'm not talking about being in a home or have tubes up my nose or anything. I'm like really enjoying living life, being on my stand-up paddleboard when I'm like 90, 100, God willing, being able to play with my great grandkids, that sort of thing. That's the life that I envision for myself. And so I take the daily practices to try and make that a reality.
That's a pretty powerful story, right? To go from where you were to now being able to, not have been ill for literally over a decade now. That's pretty impressive, especially many of us who have not had that same experience, right? So what is the first thing that you recommend? So we're going to go on the personal growth side here first, because you actually do intersect with both sides, the personal and the business growth. So I'm really excited about this. But on the personal growth side, what is it that you work with your clients with on first that helps them begin to take that first step towards their health so that they can, continue to live the life that they want to live or better?
Yeah, and it's certainly evolved over time. And I'll answer your question, but I just want to take a step back. When I first started and got, my early certifications, my early training, it was all about, habit change, how to make nutritional switches and how to stay committed to the gym and all that, very all important things. But, and I never had a client who didn't have success. But, you follow up with them 6 months later, a year later, 3 years later, they've slid back. And then what I quickly realized is there is an emotional piece to our health as well. Some people call it mental health. I like to say, it's like working with the unconscious mind, and there's big T and there's little T, but we all have trauma to some degree, right?
Yeah.
And as did I. And it wasn't until realizing what I was holding on to. Now, I was able to do those changes I mentioned through brute force and willpower because I was at such a low point, and all I wanted to do was like be able to play with my daughters again. And everyone has a different why. So I was able to brute force through it. But I realized so many people struggle with their health because they have those, whatever their event was in their life or even their past life or intergenerational trauma that they're holding on to that's not helping them achieve their health goals. Once I realized that for myself, I was like, oh, I have to make this a piece of what I do. So that is a component. I also am a huge believer in, I think there's fundamentals, very ancient practices that, have been around for thousands of years. They don't cost anything. But I also think there's a place for modern science. And we have advances in testing and the type of data we can get then. Our current medical system is at least 2 decades behind, not to poo-poo anyone's general practitioner, but, they're, 15, 20 years behind on what they're providing to you. So I'm really a big proponent of advanced testing. So you actually know what your numbers are. You actually know what's going on inside you. So my methodology starts with the testing, know your numbers, then you can make actual, true decisions that are right for you, not some influencer, not your mom, not your brother-in-law, not what your doctor says, what's true for you at this moment. We can maybe get more into that later. Then what I call the inner game. So again, that emotional piece, the trauma work. Then of course, there's the implementation. You need a roadmap. Now you have all this data. Now you've cleared the negative beliefs, the limiting beliefs, the negative emotions. You've cleared that all up. Craig, now what do I need to do step by step, month after month, quarter after quarter, go for it for whatever someone's goal is. And then there's some other components, some advanced, even more advanced things, like stem cells and exosomes. That's not for everyone, but for some of my clients, they want to do that. And then of course we reevaluate. We test, again, a year later, 6 months later, whatever the case may be, and like prove that we moved our goals. And one of them that I like to use is biological age. Just so, you are actually getting biologically younger as you go through making these lifestyle changes.
That is impressive to be able to see that because, I don't think I shared this with you when we first met. I come from the healthcare system, like literally grew up in it. And I mean, literally grew up in the healthcare system. My father is a retired physician. And so, yes, I totally get what you're saying with the current healthcare system being a little bit behind what the actual science is and what we now know can help advance health, right? Because this is something that I got to see happen as my dad approached retirement. He was sick of treating sick people.
Right.
And so he started making some of those shifts, but that was 20 years ago. And what he started doing 20 years ago, a lot of people started doing then 10 years ago, and then it started becoming mainstream around that time. So
yeah, the average is 17 years. That's why I kind of said two decades.
Yeah.
By the time, you know, it's proven, published, peer-reviewed science, like, oh, this is actually the way we should do things.
Right.
Now it has to go through the, you know, approvals, then the medical school curriculum. You have a whole generation from the time they're like, this is the way we should treat something now, or this is the new science. By the time that's main front and, you know, your doctor is working with you in whatever town or city you live in, that's a whole generation of doctor before that actually gets to them, because they have to learn in medical school, because it's like, they're just, you know, gone through that. You're not really learning new things. And for the, I'm generalizing, of course, but
Of course. Yeah. And because there are some ways for them to go, you know, learn new advanced things that are happening, but not every physician is doing that, you know? So it's, they're just trying to keep their head above water with what's going on in the healthcare system at the moment, you know? So I really feel for them on that.
Absolutely. And I have family members who are also, you know, in the medical field, and to be quite honest, a lot of the times the continuing education that they're supposed to do, you know, is put on by pharma companies, you know, learn about our new drug. That's their continuing education, not about, hey, we learned that meditation helps this, or, you know, something that doesn't cost any money, right?
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So as you're going through, so I want to jump on as you hinted at and said, what, you know, let's dig into this, which is know your numbers, which I'm a big fan of, because one of the things my father found 20 years ago when he started that research was, you know, vitamin D deficiencies, you know, and how important that is, and how many, you know, people would come to me and they'd be like, yeah, my doctor said I'm normal. And I was like, what's your number? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, go find out.
you know, I'm gonna jump on that right there. Normal. Normal people are sick.
Yes.
50, 60, 65, whatever, somewhere in that range of people are obese or morbidly obese or have some sort of sickness. So you don't want to be normal. You want to be exceptional, because if you're normal, chances are you're sick or you have something. The average person is on 1, 2, 3 medications. So no, I don't want anyone to be normal. I want you to be exceptional. So don't go with the averages. You know, you go to when you go to your doctor, you get your, okay, many, first of all, many people don't go to the doctor. That's okay. That's a problem. But, you know, so you do go to your doctor.
I'm going to say, I raised my hand on that one because I'm like, I literally grew up with one. Come on.
But so you go get get your numbers, your cholesterol, your basic stuff. Great. That's a great first step. But again, what are the reference ranges are based on the average population? And you don't want to be average, like I just said. So when I look at someone's data, you know, their basic lab work, I come from like an optimal health point of view, a longevity point of view. So depending on what we're talking about, you actually want to be higher or lower than the standard reference range. So I'll just use one example, you know, more for a male perspective, but I mean, it's equally important for women, testosterone.
Yes.
So average, you know, testosterone now, 20 years ago, would have been considered low. So you're being told you're normal when your grandfather or even your dad would have had low testosterone. So now you're being, you're not optimized. So again, my clients, male or female, you know, like, you want to be at the upper end of that range, or even at the high end. You're now, your doctor, if they don't really know, they'd be like, oh my God, you have this risk for both. Like, no, that didn't bother your dad or your grandpa or, you know, or your grandma or whatever. It's fine. So that's just one example of, like, we have to kind of look at traditional ranges as opposed to kind of the standard range now that's based on sick people.
Yeah, no, I think that's an important piece for people to be aware of, it, which is, you know, that understanding, because most people don't really understand how the health industry is A, testing things, and what all of those numbers mean, you know. So what are some of the numbers that you find are really important and are most often the ones that the clients that you're working with, not that I'm expecting you to give us any of their information, but you know what I mean. What are those most important numbers and the ones that you find are the most out of whack, for a totally technical term?
Yeah, that's very technical. I use out of whack all the time.
Right.
I'll just kind of rank them sort of or list them. So number one, I like to use, I mentioned, I kind of allude to biological age.
Yeah.
I like that as a number because it incorporates everything. So how your blood lipids are, how your, you know, weight, your metabolism, all that factors in. I mean, it's an algorithmic number, of course, but it factors into like, how old are you cellularly versus your chronological age, how many birthdays you've had. And I can't tell you how many clients are surprised when they get that number and they are, 10, 22, 50 years older biologically. I've had, younger, men and women, in their 30s, mid 30s in their prime. From the outside, they look great. Now they do know, they do recognize they're having some symptoms. Maybe it's gut issues, whatever. Like they know there's something wrong.
Right.
That's why they've come to me. But from a outside looking in, they look like, physical specimens. We get their testing done and like they're 22 years older or whatever than their chronological age. That's a big shock. That's number one. Their DNA. Well, we have some suspicion, like, I don't know, this is kind of in my family. Maybe, I don't know. We really get down to, based on, their genetics. And again, I want to be perfectly clear, whatever your DNA data may say is not a life sentence. It's just your
Correct.
Propensity, based on lifestyle, we can turn those genes on or off. I use myself as an example. I have increased risk for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I have no Parkinson's in my family, but I do have Alzheimer's in my family. I've lost family members to that. So many, if not all of my decisions, from a lifestyle point of view are based on mitigating those risks. So that's important. Metabolite testing. So, great. Like you can, like you mentioned, you can do a one-off, get your vitamin D levels checked, get your omega-6 to omega-3 levels checked. Great. Those are all great things. I like kind of take a broader approach and get all your, metabolites tested, over 200 different metabolites. And that's going to really tell you where are your micro deficiencies. That's the end processing. So after everything you've eaten, drank, medication, supplements, psychedelics, whatever the case may be, what's left in your blood afterwards, where are you deficient? Very, very robust report. And that's kind of a report sort of, again, I collect a lot of data that sort of structures like what my implementation plan might be for someone. And not only like someone might, I had this conversation actually this morning, someone based on initial conversations and the beginning of our coaching relationship, they started taking vitamin D. I was like, look, you can just basically start with 2000 IU right off the bat. Like it's not going to harm you.
Yeah.
We did the full panel. We got all the testing. Everything. Okay, great. Actually you need to go up to 4,000. Cause that's, you're so deficient based on, they don't get in the sun because of their lifestyle. And based on their genetics, they don't actually absorb the sun very well and convert it to vitamin D. So they almost have to supplement.
Right.
There's almost no, so again, we can even fine tune a general recommendation based on when we have that type of data. And of course, there's, we want to optimize, physical, strength. We want lean muscle mass as we age. That's, keeps off sarcopenia and the number one cause of death for people over 65 is falls.
Wow. Right?
You go to the hospital, you break a leg, hip, whatever. And it might not be that, I guess, but then you get, if you add in, I got a staph infection at the hospital, something medical error, you add those all things up together. It's the number one cause of death for people over 65. So balance work, lean muscle mass, super important. Like these are important, numbers as well, looking at someone in a complete picture. So I think I answered the question. There's a lot of numbers to look at.
Absolutely. And I was aware there was a lot. I was not aware that there are like 200 metabolites that you could look at. That is shocking to me, because I felt like, not obviously I don't live in this world every day, but I feel slightly more informed than the average consumer. So that was pretty eye-opening for me on that one. I'd love to hear from the listeners, if you guys feel the same way. Please feel free to comment on this episode. Like, was that eye-opening for you? I'd love to hear that.
I just want to mention one thing. And I mean, 80% of our immune system and our neurotransmitters are created in our microbiome, in our gut. So, microbiome test is another standard that I work with people just to see what's happening there. You have a bunch of there's no good, no bad per se, but like, do you have are overcrowding of bad bacteria, and just like adding one simple strain would at enough at the right dose would just crowd out the bad stuff, and would handle a bunch of things, or do you need some more? Again, it's top of mind because I talked to this client this morning. They had a three or four different things that came up on their microbiome test that were like kind of challenging. I was like, look, if we just add this one thing in, it's going to handle those four other things. So just get this one specific strain that's been identified that you're weak in, not a shotgun approach, not going to the general, grocery store and like, oh, this is 20 bajillion count of whatever. Like, no, get the one that you actually need.
Right.
That type of thing. So.
No, that makes sense because yeah, we do all have a very unique makeup for that, and to know, where people are based on, things we've gone through, things we've eaten, infections we've had, so that, any medications we've taken over time that may have killed off different things, I'm going to have a different deficiency or different levels compared to someone else who maybe lives in the same area but didn't have the same illnesses or whatever. So that makes a lot of sense. So with all of this health stuff and getting better, health-wise and going through these numbers, this also then has an impact, obviously, on quality of life. But you also have posited that and shown, I believe, feel free to correct me, but this also has a positive impact on business. So this is now where we get into the intersection of business growth with what we're talking about. Like, why would health be something I'd be discussing on a personal and business growth podcast? And it's because you mentioned something like that when we met, and I was like, tell me more.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
what are
So,
those impacts?
so I'll start with this. Whenever I run workshops every once in a while, and here's a question I always ask. Let's kind of start with like, do you suffer? Do you have any of these symptoms? I list like 40 of them. Like, how many of five or more? How many of 10? Like, almost everyone's like at least 10 or more of these things. And then I say we go through a little exercise, like what's the cost? And I'm talking more. This implies to people that are, work for someone else, that are working a corporation or whatever. But definitely for entrepreneurs or people who have their own businesses or very high level professionals. What's the cost of, not being, only be at 60% any one day a week, or how many hours, days a week are you running at less than optimal? Okay, great. Then what's that costing? What's your hourly rate or your fee, your consulting fee, whatever the case may be, multiply that out. What's the cost of, just being too tired to like go to that networking event, or being too tired to take advantage of the opportunity that's presented in front of you? Is that a $10,000 speaking fee? Is it a, $50,000 relationship that, maybe it's not immediate, but like, is a year from now? I like literally get people to think about this and be, and I'm a CPA, right? So I'm conservative by nature. So like, downplay, but and then what's the cost of not being able to, and you can't really put a number on this because it's priceless, but what's the cost of not being present with your family when you get home because you're just like zonked out at the end of the day, all these type of things. And I have people actually try and quantify it. I have yet to have a person that says less than $30,000 for 1 year. I've had someone say, because of, their own unique situation, just like our own health is unique, everyone's, lifestyle and business and work life is unique. Someone say $3 million in a year. That's what on poor health. And I'm like, great, okay, awesome. Whatever the number is, now times it by five if you don't deal with this. Okay, now we're looking at 150. Now we're looking at 15 million. These are the extreme cases, but everyone sort of falls in around the $100,000 range. So you just recognize it is costing you a financial impact to not take care of this, to not to be optimal, but you're not worried, but you're like not even considering like taking, a metabolites test for $2,000, or getting your DNA tested, or whatever the case, may be. So there is a direct, and every single client I've had over 2000, excuse me, over 200 high performers, founders, CEOs, senior leaders, et cetera, not a single person has not had a benefit to either their business or their career once they've upgraded their health, once they've optimized their health as best they can. So there is a direct financial impact to taking care of your health for sure.
I love that. And how quickly do your clients start seeing, that ROI from taking care of their health, in their business? Is this something, and how does it show up most often?
I'll answer your question, but I'm going to just
Sure.
make this point. At the end of the period, and I typically work with it, it depends what I'm working with somebody, but typically I work with somebody for a longer period, like a year or so. At the end or towards the end, like no one ever talks about like the financial impact. Like they know, like, oh, I got more clients, I have more clear head, but like it's how they're showing up, how they
Yeah.
feel, the body composition changes. Like, I have a better relationship with my wife and my parents now because we did some of that inner game work where they're not
Yeah.
so, angry. Because don't forget, like, just how we eat can cause inflammation, can cause us to be angry as well, right? Like, there's a
Oh,
lot of
wow.
components, it's all intermingled, right? So they always talk about those benefits. And I really got to press them or whatever, like to get like a real business tangible. And they're always there. So to answer your question, it's probably, before they really feel dialed in, like, oh, like I'm at my top of my game again. Maybe I lost a step. I'm a little bit slower. I'm not as good a negotiator because I'm all inflamed, or, like that's usually like a longer thing. So the ROA is maybe not as like everyone, of course, we live in a society of instant gratification, right? Right. We have a
Right.
10-second attention span. Like, I want results tomorrow. Like, so it is a bit longer from that
Right.
point of view to really recognize it. But
Sure.
when it comes to like, oh, I'm starting to feel better, I'm sleeping a little better, it's more of the health related things. Like, it's a matter of weeks. It's a matter of
Yeah.
weeks and they're starting to feel things, the
Right.
start of it. And then by the end of the year, they're like, I'm a completely different person.
Yeah. No,
And they love
I
who we
would.
are because our cells actually change. You literally are a different person.
Right, exactly. No, and I definitely see that. A friend of mine has been on a journey like this now for I think it's been a little over a year now. He started when he just before he turned 40, and it was part of his, hey, I want to be in better shape, at 40 than I was in my 20s. And from the time that I met him, he's in much better shape, and he's approaching life very differently because of that. And I would say that it has positively impacted his business and that shift. So it's been really interesting to see. And I don't know if he's working with you, and I'm not going to name names or, whatever, but we can have that talk offline.
Yeah, we I was gonna say, well, let's
Right.
talk about that offline. I don't want to mention anyone's name either.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I think it's really fascinating to have seen that, because I don't think his goal was to improve his business. His goal was just to literally improve his health. But I've seen what's happened in his business and the decisions that he's making based on that. And it's been really cool to kind of watch from the outside, and also, inspire me to go, okay, what can I be doing? Because also, I'm hitting that fun age of, perimenopause is sneaking in, and boy, did it
Well,
sneak in.
a thought just came to mind. Let's put a different spin. I don't usually talk about this, but it just popped in my mind. So, we're in the age of AI and we can optimize and we can 10x our output at least,
Yeah.
based using AI tools and this sort of thing. Okay, but let's assume that's a fact and that's true for people. And
Sure.
some people are using it more than others, but let's just assume that. If you have 1 extra hour of productivity in a day because you are not inflamed, not feeling the reaction of foods that are so-called superfoods, but they're actually kryptonite foods for you because of your unique biology. So if you have 1 extra hour to work with your AI, that's like 10 hours you get back, right? So I don't even
Nice.
usually talk about that, but
Yeah.
it's a cascading effect, right? When you work on the root cause, it just branches out so much more. So
Right. Well, and I think not only cascading, but compounding too, right?
100% compounding, yeah.
Because it's that ability to be able to get more, to do more, right? Like when you've got that extra capacity to be able to then take that, and like you said, begin to do more with your AI. And maybe now you've got the energy, the mental capacity to go build that agent that you've been putting off for however long, because you just didn't have the energy to do it today or tomorrow or the next day or the next day, right? That's
Yeah, I just want to
such a good
piggyback on that
point.
compounding thing because I think I want to leave the audience with this. So some people will come to me and like, oh, it's my gut, it's whatever that they where the symptom is the most strongest. But when we actually do the results, oftentimes we find their weakest body system is something else that
Oh,
is not screaming
interesting.
at them, but it's actually their weakest. So example I use all the time, again, gut. When we have gut issues, we're running to the bathroom, stomach aches, whatever. Like we know this is a problem.
Right.
But then you get the testing done and someone's like, well, actually, it's your liver. Your liver is your weakest system. And the reason I bring it up when you said compounding is because Yeah, we'll hit a few different things, but when you work on the weakest system, maybe it's liver, maybe it's kidneys, maybe it's cardiovascular. We're not a body of separate systems. We are one body. You focus on one or two areas, and I'll use my theoretical example here, like liver and cardiovascular. Let's say you start being targeted interventions for those two systems. Lo and behold, your gut improves, your endocrine system improves, your skin and hair improve because we're just making the whole vessel healthier. And that is the compounding effect as well. Even if you're not directly targeting one area, by targeting another area, it impacts the whole system.
That makes perfect sense to me. But then again, I've got the background where I get to grow up with that. That makes perfect sense. I love that. So it may just be that things aren't as complex as people necessarily think they are by starting with that one area. So Deepak, I know that you have something that can help the What You Need to Grow audience begin to look at their health and their business connection. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so I have a free gift for the audience members here. It's a guide I have, 7 steps to optimize mental, physical, and financial performance. It's just 7 areas of life. Again, none of these cost money. These are just fundamental, basic things you can do. A little bit of education in this guide, and then there's a 30-day tracker for you to like track progress. Maybe it's a new habit for you. Now, I want to be perfectly clear. Don't do all seven at once. That's a recipe for disaster, for failure. And I don't want you to fail. Pick one, maybe two, do it for 30 days. It resonates with you or it doesn't. That's fine too. And then if it does, great, you picked up a new habit. Then go pick a different one. And over some period of time, you'll have tried all seven. Some will stick with you, some won't. That's okay. And you will find not only be feeling healthier, it will translate into your business as well for the reasons we just mentioned a few moments ago.
Love that. And so, What You Need to Grow listener, as you are probably aware, all you have to do is grab your phone, as long as you're not driving, click on today's episode and scroll under the episode art, and you will see in the episode notes the direct link to get that wonderful little checklist freebie for you. So that is there. Or you, of course, can go to whatyouneedtogrow.com and click on the gift vault because we will have Deepak's gift directly there, as well as the training. So Deepak has agreed to do a quick little mini training around health and or business and how they're connected. And we're going to chat about those things. And of course, that's going to be found in the gift vault. So if you would like to go check that out to get more information, a little bit more from Deepak, if you found this to be very timely for you, then you'll want to make sure you go to whatyouneedtogrow.com and click on the gift vault and find Deepak's episode and gift there. So, Deepak, what would you like to leave the listener with today?
There's, I think, so many approaches that one could start with their health. I would say the very first thing, if somebody's like, I have no idea where to start, it's like, are you sleeping? Like, sleep is fundamental. So, from a very basic point of view, sleep. But if we go a little bit more complex than that, I'd say, know your numbers. Whatever they are, just know your numbers. Maybe it's your sleep data. Maybe it's your body composition numbers. Maybe it's just your basic blood work. And we talked about that earlier, how that may be a little bit misleading. Or maybe it's like, what is my DNA actually telling me? What is my body metabolizing? What is the end product? Am I actually utilizing the food and supplements I take? Where am I deficient? And we can get as complex or simple as we want. Know your numbers.
I love that. I love it. And I 100% agree. So thank you, Deepak, for this episode today. So appreciate you for being here and sharing this with the audience because this could be what they need to grow right now. So really appreciate that. And of course, What You Need to Grow crew, if you are not already subscribed or following, please make sure you do that because you never know what you're going to need to grow.
Thank you for listening to What You Need to Grow. Be sure to follow the show on your favorite podcast platform or subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss a single episode. Want updates straight to your inbox? Sign up at whatyouneedtogrow.com and you'll get notified each time a new episode goes live. Here's to your growth. This has been What You Need to Grow with Jenny Bellinger.